Good morning. For Friday, November 20th, 2009, this is Brian Madden. Today is actually the one-year anniversary that Gabe and I and BrianMadden.com have become part of TechTarget. And for us, I mean, it's really amazing to believe that it's been a year already. I mean, I guess there's cool things. You know, I finally know, I think, most of my coworkers' names. I've learned the importance of getting a cubicle that's in close proximity to the kitchen. And trust me, the ease of access to food greatly outweighs the increase in foot traffic. And I also learned that an entire day can be ruined by missing out on the free bagels in the kitchen on Bagel Wednesday. I mean, never mind the fact that I can buy one of these things for a quarter from any one of three places I pass by each morning on the way to the office. Missing Bagel Wednesday makes for a bad day. But I've been lucky enough to be able to spend a lot of time talking to literally hundreds of people in our industry over the past year. And whenever the topic of my job comes up, I mean, everyone always asks kind of the same couple questions. How is life at TechTarget? And can you still do what you want? And that sort of stuff. So I figured today that we would just use this article to sort of answer the two or three most common questions that people ask me and Gabe since joining TechTarget. So the first one, I'll just put it out there really quickly. Are you still allowed to write whatever you want? And the answer is yes, absolutely. So no one at TechTarget has ever tried to influence or control or give us any direction on what to write. Gabe and I actually maintain a file called ideas.doc that we keep with all of our ideas. And you know, between that and following Twitter and following the news, we always kind of come up with something to write every single day. So everything we write, no matter whether you agree with it or not, is completely our own. And that's how it's been, you know, since we started blogging in 2003. And that's how it was this past year and how it will continue to be. So that's cool. The one of the biggest questions, though, is people are asking, why did we sell the company? And it's interesting because, so before TechTarget, I mean, our company was a lifestyle business. You know what I mean? Like, we worked hard, but not too hard. We paid attention to money, but it was more just so we had enough to pay our bills and pay our salaries and stuff. We really didn't think about growth or the future or, you know, targets, because we just kind of wanted to do cool stuff. You know, but when I quit my job at HP to become a full-time blogger back in 2003, I was initially able to spend probably 90% of my time writing. But over the years, I spent sort of less and less and less time writing and more time running the business. Now, I mean, that was not bad necessarily, and I was lucky enough that my two best friends were also coworkers, and you know, of course, I got the choice of having the company holiday party wherever I wanted. But I wasn't really doing exactly what I was doing because I was just sort of bogged down so much in the running of the business. So in May of 2008, I got a call from John Brown at TechTarget. This is actually a few weeks before Bryform, and I was living in a temporary apartment in Chicago. And, you know, we kind of chatted back and forth a little bit. I had done some podcasts for them and stuff in the past. And, you know, eventually he just kind of cut to the chase and said, we want to talk about working together to build a desktop virtualization site or possibly even acquiring you. And I got to admit, at that point, I had no desire to be acquired. I was my own boss. I was living the dream, you know. But I figured, I mean, you know, even though I didn't take any business classes ever, I figured if someone says they want to acquire you, you should at least talk to the guy. So we didn't say no. But, you know, it was a month before Bryform. So I said, look, we're crazy busy with Bryform. I'll call you back in a month. So, you know, so we talked a bit more after that. And after Bryform was over, Gabe and I flew to TechTarget's headquarters in Boston and, you know, met with their execs. You know, we were kind of figuring really the ball was in our court since they came to us and we weren't really in the, you know, looking to sell the company or anything. So, you know, like we were nice, but we were definitely like, okay, well, you guys need to impress us. And I'll tell you, it didn't take long. When Gabe and I sat down with Greg Strakosch, the TechTarget CEO, the first words out of his mouth, and this is absolutely, I'm not making this up, is we want to take the bitch work off your plate so you guys can do what you do best. And I'll tell you, it took every ounce of self-control I had not to jump up and yell, sold, right then. So Gabe and I, we left the meeting, we had some beers, we kind of talked things over. And we were starting to think it could potentially make sense. And we talked to different people at TechTarget and talked to friends and stuff. And overall, it took about 4 months to get all the details worked out. One of the complicating things actually was BrianMadden.com was going through a platform migration, and obviously a big reason they were buying us was for our traffic and everything. And I kind of think they were partially convinced we were going to majorly screw up the migration, so we had to delay closing it until the migration happened, and we had a few weeks to show that we still had good traffic and that kind of stuff. But you know, that went well, the migration. We actually did not lose any traffic. And TechTarget incidentally had provided some people, to sort of consultants to us, to help us do the migration as far as, you know, URL redirection, that kind of stuff. And we ended up closing the deal on November 18th. So my very first sort of big company experience was TechTarget issued a press release on November 19th, which they didn't tell me about ahead of time. So I was in a seminar in Washington, D.C. I'm in this thing all day, offline all day, and I get home. I'm completely caught off guard by this press release and the Twitter and all this kind of stuff. And I called Gabe. I'm like, oh my gosh, what did we get ourselves into? So, you know, we got that sorted out, wrote the article. You know, I flew back to San Francisco, where I was living at this point. And the next day I found my new hire paperwork in my apartment, which is weird because now that was when I sort of realized, wow, I have a real job. I mean, you know, insurance forms and tax forms and all this kind of stuff. But I didn't have a return address for that paperwork. So I went to techtarget.com to look it up, and I actually discovered at that point, after we closed the deal, that TechTarget had an office in San Francisco. Now, my job was officially a remote job, but because I'd worked from home for about 10 years, I was kind of looking forward to, you know, working in a real office again. I mean, let's be honest. You know, working in an office is not nearly as bad when my entire team and my boss would be, you know, 3,000 miles away in Boston. But, you know, so I asked my boss if I could, you know, get a desk and work in the San Francisco office, and I think his answer was, why? But, you know, he's like, you know what, man, knock yourself out. So I made the arrangements. A couple days later, I go in the office. It turns out my first day in the office was the Tuesday before Thanksgiving, which in the U.S., Thanksgiving is always on a Thursday. So Thursday, Friday, no one works. And that whole Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday is a very slow week. And in my case, you know, the TechTarget's average age, I feel like, in this West Coast office is about 24 years old. Most of the people work in there from the East Coast. So that Tuesday before Thanksgiving, I mean, there's just no one there. So I show up at the office, I ring the doorbell, and Pete, our local IT guy, answers the door. And he was definitely surprised that I was there. You know, kind of didn't get the memo. He's one of like three people in the office that day. He's like, you can sit here. And just kind of points to, you know, the nearest cubicle. Then so he asked me, I mean, he's cool. He's like, okay, we got a laptop, we have to get an exchange. And I pull out my Mac, and I'm pretty sure he muttered something under his breath about that. But, you know, we got set up, got it on the network, and got on exchange and everything. And you know, so Pete goes back to his desk, and man, this office was so quiet. I was just thinking, oh my God, I made a second huge mistake for this, you know, the second time in a week. But, you know, fortunately things picked up. And once, you know, the next week, of course, there's like 40 people left in the office or came back to the office. And, you know, I got moved to a better cubicle. You know, late December was when all these companies, including us, were doing sort of like the 10% staff reduction. So one of the things that's nice about a 10% staff reduction in the office is it frees up the good cubicles. So I was able to, you know, pop in before the chair got cold and moved you know, to a different cubicle. You know, I hung up the disco ball that I won at the ugly sweater party, which, by the way, Goodwill's ladies department is the key to winning the ugly sweater party. And I'm settled in. So I've got my cubicle. I've got all my displays. I've got like five computers. I have that little conference room sort of studio thing that I took over for Brian Madden TV. And on most days I ride my bike to and from the office. So that leads people. Okay, so, you know, so the next question is, how do you like it so far at TechTarget? And I gotta say, I mean, honestly, being part of TechTarget is absolutely everything that we had hoped for. Sure, I mean, there's about a 20% more bullshit than we had before in some areas. Like, I filled out my first employee self-evaluation HR form a few weeks ago. But there's also like a 50% bullshit drop in other areas. You know, no more finances, no more accounting, no more selling, no more worrying about the livelihood of my friends. So overall, we're looking at like a net 30% bullshit drop, which I think is fine. It's funny though, like working in a real company. I mean, like, take, you know, our SSL VPN does not support Windows 7. Well, or at least our IT department does not support Windows 7. So that means I've got multiple VMs, an XP1 for email and Windows 7 for everything else. And it's funny that, like, if I need to change something on my cell phone, you know, I don't call Verizon. I submit a help desk ticket. So, you know, now I guess this kind of like disconnect is not always bad. Like when problems occur, you know, a few weeks ago, emails sent to Brian at brianmadden.com just started bouncing. So I called the help desk, you know, submitted a priority one ticket, and I don't know, a few minutes later, my email started working again. I don't know what was wrong. I don't know how it was fixed. I don't even know who fixed it. All I know is it had nothing to do with me, which, wow. I guess that means I'm a user. But, you know, if you really want to get an idea of how much we like it here, is, you know, just look at brianmadden.com and let the results speak for themselves. I mean, before TechTarget, we used to write 2, maybe 3 articles per week. Now, on most weeks, we're doing 5 pieces in a week. And then there's Brian Madden TV, and there's these daily podcasts, and there's the fact that I actually go home at night and I'm able to have a life outside of work. So far, so good. So looking forward to 2010, we're not exactly sure what that's going to bring. I mean, of course, from an industry standpoint, we're going to see the continued maturation of the products, the mainstream release of client hypervisors, you know, more people than ever exploring desktop virtualization. And Gabe and I are going to be right there with Brian Madden TV and the podcast and, you know, and our 8th Bri Forum, which, by the way, is going to be in Chicago. So really that's, I mean, you know, this is so far so good. Thanks to all of you for reading the site and for supporting us. Thanks to, TechTarget for, you know, helping us when we need it and staying out of our way when we don't. And thanks to the 120 desktop virtualization vendors whose confusing products guarantee that we will be even stronger in 2010.